Good evening. I always want to say good morning on Saturdays, don't you? But anyway, it's good evening, right? I wanted to talk about the first lesson I just read, where two guys were reading the Bible together, Philip and a man from Ethiopia. And I think it's important for us sometimes to read from a Bible out loud. Do you guys agree? To read from the Bible out loud. But I brought three Bibles because there's a lot of different Bibles. This is a Bible that was printed for adults, and what's in it? Just, he said a bunch of complicated words. That's actually true. Yes, this is just words, and it's just that kind of text. This is a Bible that was designed for young people, not necessarily young children, but, you know, well, older kids, I guess. And what's this Bible got in it?
Words.
A lot of words, but also some pictures. And that text is a little bit hard to read, but look at this one. This one says the Beginner's Bible. Who do you think this was written for? Yeah, little kids, right? So what's in here? Simple words and a lot of pictures. So which one do we want to read from if I want to read something from here? Can I read the one for little guys? Is that too young for you guys? You like this one? Okay, I'm going to read this. So this, I do want us to read it because that's what they were doing in Acts chapter 8. They're reading the Bible. This is about the report of Jesus rising from the dead. It says, after Jesus died, some of his friends laid his body in a big tomb. They sealed it shut with a large round stone. Soldiers guarded the tomb, and there they are. 3 days later, the earth shook. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and pushed the stone away from the tomb. Then the angel sat on the stone. When the soldiers saw the angel, they fell to the ground. Mary was walking to the tomb with some of her friends. They saw the angel, who said, "Do not be afraid. Jesus is not here. He has risen. There he is. Go and tell Peter and the other disciples that Jesus is alive." What's that? I don't think so. You say he's got his hands behind his back. It's to his side. Oh, I see. His fingers are overlapped like that. That is true. You're right. You're right about that. On their way, the women saw Jesus. They fell to their knees and worshipped him. Jesus smiled and said, "Go tell the others that I will see them in Galilee." So Mary ran to tell the disciples. That's one Bible story, right, of Jesus rising from the dead and the angels and the soldiers and the disciples. That's an important thing for us to know from the Bible. And this is one version, right, of the Bible. And then there's a slightly tougher Bible and a much tougher Bible. But at all times, we're supposed to be reading from the Bible, right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. Blessings.